This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell, the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris's rally in battleground Wisconsin last night virtually doubled the DNC for a few hours. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
An energized crowd of 15,000 that stood in line for hours greeted the top of the Democratic ticket at the Fiserv Forum.
Let us fight for the ideals we hold dear, and let us always remember when we fight, we win.
Harris thanked the crowd for making her the nominee. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Western Wisconsin Democrats point out swing voters in the 3rd Congressional District hold the keys to victory in November from the State House to the White House.
In 2020, Biden won Wisconsin by 20,000 votes. He won La Crosse County by 10,000. We supplied half of the margin of victory.
William Garcia is chairman of the 3rd District Democratic Party. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says he plans to investigate any future false elector schemes. The Justice Department has charged 3 people for the 2020 Republican false elector scheme. Call tells WISP Politics that anyone in Wisconsin who tries that again will be held accountable. A national group called the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee promises to spend about $50,000 to help Democrats win state house races in Wisconsin. Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer tells the Journal Sentinel that Joe Sheehan in Sheboygan and Yi Lang Zhang in Wausau are 2 to watch. Harley Davidson says this week it's ending its diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. The Human Rights Campaign says the decision shows Harley doesn't care about equality in the workplace. People in Wisconsin have a new way to check on the water quality of lakes and rivers. The Department of Natural Resources launched the Wisconsin Waterway Explorer website this week. Most of the information there is already available, but until now the DNR said it couldn't be found in one place. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A Wausau man was arrested for murder after a fight Sunday night in downtown Wausau. 43-year-old Thomas Lee Schroeder is in custody for felony murder after he struck a man, causing the man to fall into the roadway in the 400 block of Washington Street, leaving him unconscious. The victim died on Monday as a result of the injuries. Schroeder initially left the scene and was later found by police walking back towards the crime scene. After a brief struggle with police, Schroeder was arrested. Preliminary investigation suggests that Schroeder knew the victim, identified as 53-year-old Chad Latimer. Schroeder is scheduled to appear in Marathon County Circuit Court today at 2 p.m. And no injuries are being reported after a house fire in Cronenwetter early this morning. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office says crews were called out to the 2000 block of Helk Road. The Salvation Army was also called out to the scene. The cause of the fire has not been determined, and the impact on the home is not yet known. Data shows that farmers are 3.5 times more likely to die by suicide than the general population. It's a problem touching many communities, and on Monday, professional and agricultural workers gathered to address it. From the pressures of running and sustaining a farm to difficulties with the economy, farmers experience many stressors in their day-to-day lives. Those involved with the summit said recognizing the signs of stress, taking action, and having resources to share can help you support those around you. Call 988-247 for a trained crisis counselor who can help you with mental health-related distress. Or there is a 24/7 Wisconsin Farmer Wellness Helpline with around-the-clock support for farmers struggling with suicidal thoughts, depression, or anxiety. Call 888-901-2558. And if you're a farm family with utilities that are being shut off or struggling with other bills, call Harvest of Hope at 608-836-1455. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has released new immunization requirements for the 2024-2025 school year and for this year's childcare entry. New now, parents need to vaccinate their kids heading into 7th grade against meningitis with a meningococcal vaccine. Also, 12th graders need a meningococcal booster vaccine as well. And there is no requirement for the seasonal flu or COVID-19 vaccination. All other requirements from last year are the same. Existing exemption options for medical, religious, or personal conviction reasons are still available. The new rules are already in place for child care centers and go into effect at the start of the 2024-2025 school year for schools. and the American Red Cross is experiencing an emergency blood shortage. Blood donors of all types, especially those with type O blood, are urged to give as soon as possible to help patients receive life-saving medical care. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources approves the 2023-2024 Elk Management Plan. The DNR says the plan will guide management at a statewide level to ensure a healthy, robust, and sustainable elk population. Key updates include creating one continuous elk hunting season, expanding the boundaries of the elk management zones, and establishing hunting units within and adjacent to elk management zones. The DNR says Wisconsin's elk population is projected to reach over 500 animals after this year's calving season. Elk herds reside in northern and central Wisconsin. And Titletown will host a Packers watch party when our team takes on the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil on Friday, September 6th. The watch party is free to attend. However, pre-registration is required. The event starts at 5 with live music, games, sign making, and more. Food and beverages will also be available for purchase. Go Pack Go! That's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Brewers beat the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-2 win over the Cardinals in St. Louis. Right-hander Frankie Montas pitched 7 innings, allowing the Cardinals just one hit. Manager Pat Murphy.
Frankie was great. He attacked the zone. Strike one was big. I don't know what the percentage was, but I bet it was really good. He's turned it up a notch, you know, and it's kind of cool. He gets it. Yeah, it's nice having his experience.
The series continues tonight. The Badgers women's volleyball team kicked off the season last night by beating Bradley 3-0 in an exhibition match. Wisconsin beginning the season ranked 3rd in the nation. NFL, after missing most of training camp with a hip injury, the Packers' second-round pick Edgerrin Cooper is happy to be back at practice.
Best feeling ever. I think that was the longest I've been without playing football, so, and just missing out and stuff like that. So it was mentally tough. Sometimes things happen, but it's about being a pro. Just have to do what you could do.
As rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you need more reasons to dislike Gwyneth Paltrow, here you go. In a recent New York Post blurb about Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson breaking up or not breaking up, Paltrow, Martin's ex-wife, who he has 2 kids with, chimed in on her friendship with her ex-husband and Johnson, saying she adores Johnson but also understands people think it's weird because she just passed through it iteratively. Adding, what else can you bring in instead of being resistant to or being made insecure by? There's so much juice in leaning into something like that. What? Unfortunately, my Jenny P to English translator is down, but I think she's trying to sound intelligent. In much more down-to-earth news, Star Wars series The Acolyte will not have a season 2. Despite decent reviews, which include a 78% on Rotten Tomatoes, the fan base was completely divided, and the last thing we need in an election year are nerds throwing down. I can say that because I like Star Wars. Well, if you've already spent 3 hours in the theater watching the first installment of Kevin Costner's Horizon, American Saga Chapter 1, hoping to see the next 3 hours, Horizon, an American Saga Chapter 2, in theaters, you can't, because it was pulled due to low interest. The title doesn't help. But fear not, Costner fans. Chapter 2 premieres on Max Friday, August 23rd. Fearless comedian Eric Andre says he was racially profiled at the Melbourne airport in Australia. The star of his own show, The Eric Andre Show, in the film Bad Trip, was in Australia for a gig when he says he was pulled out of the security line to be sniffed by the dogs. He said this is not the first time it's happened and currently has a lawsuit pending against the airport in Atlanta for the same type of treatment. Those of you who are fans, I know what you're thinking, but Andre was fully clothed when the incident happened. You can track the trajectory for my addiction if you gauge my weight from season to season. Those are the words of Matthew Perry from his book Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing. Perry says when he was carrying weight, he was drinking, and when he was skinny, it was pills. And when he had a goatee, it was lots of pills. According to the New York Post, series producers Marta Kaufman and David Crane spoke to the Times of London about their process when they learned of Perry's addiction to drugs and alcohol. Crane said they asked Perry if he wanted to leave the show to deal with his substance issues, to which Perry replied, "No, this is really important to me." Perry said in his book that he estimates he spent roughly $9 million in an attempt to become sober. The late star also said that season 9 of Friends was the only season of the show he was fully sober for. Perry was found dead in his hot tub in October 23 from a ketamine overdose. His live-in assistant has recently been charged, along with 4 others, in connection to Perry's death.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, dropping into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 70s. It's going to get warm and a little muggy for the weekend with highs back in the mid to upper 80s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com.